Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Catherine Minervini, who's up in New York attending many of the award ceremonies this week. Catherine, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you? It's a little early.
I know it is, and I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. Last night was the Best of Year Awards, and the night before that was the Interior Design Hall of Fame. I thought our listeners would like to hear a little bit about that. I guess everybody that's in the design business that's cool is in New York this week, aren't they?
Well, that's true. I mean, I'm here.
That's right. I've tried to call several of my friends in this category, and they're all telling me they're in New York. I mean, this is an annual event. It does start with Wednesday with a relatively expensive dinner. I think it's almost $700 a seat to go to the Interior Design Hall of Fame.
Yes, that's correct. It is. But it's definitely well worth it. It's an exciting event, and it's great to see a bunch of old friends and meet a bunch of new friends and see everyone dressed up, of course. But I think the most important thing is being there to celebrate design and a lot of the people that are very iconic in the industry. It's the topper of the industry, so it's a great time to be able to celebrate with everyone.
All right, so set this up for us. It's at the Waldorf Astoria. I think there's 1,300 guests that go on Wednesday night. It's a black tie event, and they induct people into the Hall of Fame, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's at the Waldorf Kemp, and it's an iconic hotel in New York City. It's classic. It's also decorated for the holidays. The tree lighting is going on at the same time in New York City. It's a pretty energetic time to be here. There were four presentations at the Hall of Fame this year. Three of them were iconic designers that were inducted into the Hall of Fame, as well as a leadership award that was given this year.
So I know one of the award winners is a good friend of ours. He was actually at an event we did in Boston a couple months ago, Colin Burry, who is with Gensler in San Francisco, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So he was inducted in the Hall of Fame, and there were two other inductees and a leadership award, right?
Yes, that's correct. And they were all officially inducted in the Hall of Fame, but one was a special leadership award for the Alpha Studios.
All right. Now, is that event, you know, cocktails and dinner, or how does that work?
The first part is cocktails. Everyone arrives and just goes nuts to see each other all dressed up.
Right.
And then we proceed into the big main room. It's a dinner, a presentation, and each inductee has a really fabulous video that kind of spans their work career and what they've done in the industry, highlights their project. And what's really pretty great about those videos, too, is you get to know a little bit about the person behind the designer.
All right. So that was Wednesday night. And then Thursday night, everybody gets dressed up again. This is at a different event. This is at the IAC building, which is, I believe, looks like a glass beehive, built, I think, 2007 or so, really neat building. And this is a bigger crowd, right?
This crowd, it's a little different. It's a little bit more casual, mm-hmm. although it is a cocktail and presentation. This isn't a formal black tie event. And a lot of people from New York will come right after work. There is a cocktail reception. It's over on the west side of New York, and it's in a really, really great building, which was supposed to be held there last year, but because of Hurricane Sandy, it was moved at the last minute. So it was nice to be back at that building this year.
And they have two categories. They have product categories and project categories, and they break those up. Like you say, it starts maybe at 5:15 or so. It starts early.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. I know in the flooring category, there are several different categories. So tell us about that.
Well, in the flooring category, there's all the carpet, there's hard surface, then it's also broken up by market segment, there's healthcare, hospitality, there's also tile and stone. So there's quite a few flooring categories.
Okay. And that was last night. So who are the winners?
So I'll go through some of the winners. Clota was the winner for the broadloom category. She also took home another award in the bathroom fittings collection, one of the bathroom fittings collection awards.
Now, Clota is a designer. Who was the manufacturer for that? Do you know?
And that was Bentley Mill.
Oh, okay.
In the modular category, it was Shaw mm-hmm. Contract Group for their hexagon collection.
Okay.
In the carpet and rugs was the Stephanie Odegaard collection, the Charlotte Batik. The hard surface, the winner was Vallelunga Ceramiche.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, which was Memento by Giovanni Barbieri. The flooring category for healthcare was Candace Centiva for their grass cloth collection. The hospitality flooring winner was Milliken's Moment. And the tile and stone for flooring was Ann Sachs, Scribe.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. So there was a pretty varied selection of people that won.
So that takes care of the product area. I know there were a lot of projects that won, not to go through them all, but just a couple that really stood out. Why don't you give us some feedback on that?
Well, I thought the projects this year were, I have to say, they were really, really stunning. There was one project that was more beautiful than the other. There were a lot of incredibly stunning international projects, which was very, very interesting. A lot from Shanghai, Hong Kong, Canada, mostly in Asia, I would say, a few in Mexico. There were a pretty big selection of categories in the hospitality. So the categories are not only by market segment, but then they're drilled down even more. So, for instance, in hospitality, there's hospitality hotel lobby, hotel U.S., hotel foreign, hospitality bar lounge. There was a lot of great retail projects this year. So it was pretty incredible.
You know, I went to the Cool event, which is, you know, right before NeoCon. I think it's similar, maybe. You know, one of the neat reasons for going, and I think it's why you always have a full attendance, is you're inspired by seeing all this great work. It's a teaching experience to see what you're able to do with interior design, right?
I totally and completely agree with that. It's definitely very inspiring. You know, I started out as an interior designer in this industry.
Yeah.
There was a few moments last night where I thought, I don't know, maybe I should go back.
Yeah.
There's some incredible finishes, the furnishings. There was a lot of hard surface, which I was very surprised to see. I was sitting with one of my clients, and we both recognized that there was a lot of tile and stone. It was really great. It was really, really inspirational, just beautiful eye candy.
Okay. Would you like to identify that client you were with last night?
Sure. I was with Cooperativa Ceramica di Imola.
Okay.
They were up there, a finalist in the tile and stone category.
Mm-hmm.
It was exciting to be there. It was the first time that they've been included as a finalist in these awards. Okay. So that was very exciting for us.
That's good. You know, it's been a while since we've spoke, at least on an interview. And, you know, we should probably point out that you spent a lot of time as the head of marketing at Bentley Prince Street, which was its name at the time. And then you left there and started your own marketing and communications firm called Green Owl Studios, right?
That's right. I left about 4 years ago and have been working with a variety of different clients, from flooring to contract furniture. It's been really exciting.
Well, I appreciate you getting up this morning and sharing these winners with us. Again, we've been talking to Catherine Minervini, who's the owner of Green Owl Studios based in L.A., and you've been listening to Kim Parr and FloridaLA.net.